Hello, everyone, and welcome back to I Couldn't Be a YouTuber, so I decided to make a podcast instead. I don't really know what episode. I probably classified this under season one, episode like 53 or something. So the English title, really quickly, is Before the College Entrance Examination, I received a text message from myself 20 years in the future, or before the college entrance examination, I received a text message from my future self. So obviously there's a lot of terms that is really hard to translate because of the way Chinese to English works. Like, they did the sentence breakdown really interesting, which is the beginning, right? Before the college examination, the location was fine, but the way they like arranged the subject is difficult, and they really squeezed a lot in the title. So Chinese titles are maybe web novel titles are not as blunt as Japanese light novel titles, where it literally just desc it the light novel title is basically just a summary. But we are approaching those levels, and surprisingly, Chinese can cram quite a lot into quite a few characters, right? One sentence, and you have like various phrases. In a very short sentence, and I'll read the Chinese sentence to you later. Usually I'll read like the author. Wow, I can even read the author title. But yeah, so really quickly before we get into this, I'm gonna keep this really brief, obligatory note, or preface. Yeah, preface basically. So usually about this point, I talk about some of the things I'm currently reading or I've currently have read, and I am tempted to do that. But I actually really want to just jump right into it because this is a very interesting web novel. I'll talk about some interesting premises and other projects. But I guess we'll save that or maybe just scrap that entirely. Still same thing as usual, to be honest with you. I haven't recorded this in about 3 months because it's just hard to record, and I just haven't found any new material. But yeah, I guess I'll give a quick status update. Back 2000 to be a doctor ended on a great high note. I recently read this. We'll talk about how I feel, my feelings about this particular web novel. Still reading Rebirth of the Noble Mage. That's great. War Photographer is interesting, but it's definitely taken a different turn than I'd like it to be. But hey, history is history and tells interesting stories. Very much treasure hunt. Noble Mage. My Conan detective fan fiction. I'm Not a Snake Disease. Great characters. Nomenclature of the Night, I've stopped reading just because, while popular, I've kind of fallen out with it alongside the greats like Full Time Artist. I think one of the last entertainment novels I really enjoyed alongside that had the popularity of Full Time Artist was I Draw Comics Quietly. There was the ones like I Only Make Bad Movies. There was another one alongside Full Time Artist. Not Fat House Detective. That was Melon, Fat Melon from what was it? It was the detective novel. There's Genius Psychologist, and then there was like the Fat House Detective, which was what was it? Like Detective Mystery or something. It was a detective in that genre. Sorry, Genius Psychologist. There's a lot. Yeah, so The Rest Is Just Noise, that's a great basketball title. So I now have completed the full set of basketball, soccer, and yeah, Go even. I've read a lot, right? I've read some amazing Go ones, the World of Go, King of Go. Basketball ones, that's definitely the best one. I used to think the Bishop of the NBA was good, but then I read, The Rest Is Just Noise, and it's pretty good. Godfather of Champions, The Winner is King, for the soccer genre. And I'm pretty happy overall with what I've read. Yeah, I'm trying to think off the Oh, Mystery Era. That's a new one. There were two really interesting ones. Maybe I'll talk about it in the future. One of them was more wuxia. I mean, okay, I'm not gonna say I have refined taste, because the more I reflect and look back on it, the more I think maybe I have niche taste, but even then I still have pretty bad taste. I don't think I'm really special or very especially literate. There was a time when I thought that way, but no, I'm still just a web novel reading loser, otaku. So yeah, we'll go over some of those titles. Mystery Area is definitely a hidden killer, but let's talk about this one, why this one's so particular. I tweeted a little bit about this. I actually want to kind of keep that on the side. I really shouldn't be mentioning some of my other social handles just because, I want to keep this relatively sectioned off, compartmentalized as the term goes. But yeah, so let's go over the title, right? This took me a while because I kept reading the raw title. The raw title, like, the machine translation is Before the College Entrance Examination, 20 years later, I sent a text message, which you can tell is very Chinese and very broken, right? So I sent a text message to myself 20 years in the past or whatever. There's many ways you can phrase that sentence, right? I sent a text message to myself 20 years in the past before the college examination. But there's just a lot of like interesting points. The three points are, his previous self or his past self received a text message, which was before the college entrance examination, which in Chinese is called the Gaokao. So sometimes people will call it the Gaokao. I think that's the English accent. So the Gaokao, Gaokao is the Chinese pronunciation. So yeah, that's the college entrance examination in China. He received a text message, and it's from himself 20 years in the future. Now, which one's the main character? We obviously know he's referring to himself, but the way the author approaches this is so unique because you're talking about time travel in a very, very interesting way. So let me set up the scene, okay? Our main character is your classic deadbeat loser, main character, right? Very, very general tragic setting, right? He is 30, 30, 40, so midlife age, right? Maybe before his prime of midlife and, before 50. And he's driving around, I think, in a taxi or something, and he's kind of broke. His parents have passed away. Saying dead is definitely a very different wording. Anyway, sorry. Trying not to break immersion. So his parents have passed away. His grandparents, because Chinese is very big on filial piety. I sorry. I just have to like go into all these details because it annoys me if I don't. Like I have to overexplain things. Man, explaining is to say. So people's perception of filial piety, I don't know how to describe it. So like there's that parental relationship where you have with your parents, right? That is technically called filial piety. Now, when people say filial piety, I don't know what they mean. It's just this very fancy term, almost to the point of sounding like Latin or Greek, right? When it's like, oh, it's a sense of respect toward authority. But it's more than just cultural ideal of just, you respect your parents and you love them a lot, right? And so filial piety, some people like dismiss that relationship, but they're like more aware of that. So I just wanted to break down the term of when we say the word filial piety, what that actually means. It just means, oh, I should go see my grandparents more often. And they do. And there's some societal expectations compounded upon that, like having to, provide housing or just meet up with them or like during the holidays you go see them. But, right, like, and so filial piety, in the sense that people describe it as more the societal expectation than, the personal expression of what filial piety is. But it is deeply ingrained in the culture. So when I say filial piety, I just want to like just distinguish that. So his grandparents passed away. This is a m one of the more minor plot points. But as with most things, especially rebirth novels, which I thought this was, we'll go into it. It's just a very interesting term, and I just wanted to cover that before we get into this. So yeah, Chinese title, Chinese author. Let's go into the title first before we go any deeper. So the Chinese title is Gaokao Qian. So it was a college entrance examination. 20年后的我, right? So the me from 20 years later, or my future self 20 years late, just my future self, right? In English, we would say my future self. We don't even give like the duration tense. What is it? The future tense, right? So we don't say the length. In Chinese, I don't know how they accomplish that. That'd be like a second sentence. 我发来短信. So 我发来 means I sent, and then 短信 just means a text. So yeah, 高考前20年后, so 高考前 college examination 20年后的我. So my future self, from 20 years, my future self from 20 years in the future, 发来短信. So yeah, 我高考前20年后的我发来 短信. Sorry, it's just weird reading that. I guess it's just not good Chinese grammar either. And the author is Mu Zixin, so a wooden heart. Mu Zixin. Is there any better way to translate that? So Mu meaning wood, zi, is like just it's more an adjective to describe the wood, and then Xing just means heart. So yeah, I just a wood-like heart almost, right? Not a wooden, but like a wood-like heart. 木子星. I don't know. Wouldn't sounds better in English. So let's talk about the novel. Let's talk about where we start. So our main character, 30 years old, taxi, kind of like what we would call a loser, failure in life. He's dying, right? He has cancer. And then we cut to the scene of he has a phone, right? He has a phone, and for whatever reason, there's a text message. Oh no, it's not a text message, it's a video call, right? So he video calls someone that looks like him, right? Because he's 20 years in the future, right? He's in 2032. Whoa, so this is starting from 2012. I don't think it was written 2012, but it was definitely that's the future. Wow, that's 10 years from now. Dang, so we're in the middle of this 20-year phrase. So he sees his past self in a video call, and he starts to go off on him. He criticizes him and just says, "Oh, this is if I were to tell my past self, this is what I would do, right?" And he kind of thinks this is just an AI program because, 10 years in the future, things are so advanced. I'm getting this Back to the Future, futurism vibes. And so it's just so interesting to see these two characters interact, his past self and his future self. Before we go to the future interaction, let's just lay down the plot, for those interested in reading. So he communicates with his past self. And it's just so interesting because we see his past self interact with his future self. And if you want to go read it, I highly recommend you do. Otherwise, spoilers ahead. Obviously, there's a lot of this is just raws, and I don't know if this will ever be picked up or translated. I mean, I did give out the information, and hopefully provide the link. But for those who aren't interested in reading it themselves, I'll give a brief summary. I'll go over some of the characters in the tags. This is just how I wrap things up. Sorry, I kind of like tried to. There's like I used to do a spoiler version, non-spoiler version, and I just realized, you know what? It's too exhausting. I can't do two versions. I just don't have the energy, so I'm just gonna do the best I can all at once. And then I talk about a title. I talk about one title and then I move on. I don't know how any tubers do it, but that's just how we do things with podcasts. So he interacts with his past self, and it's so unique to see because we see this dichotomy or this duality. What is it called? I want to use the word juxtaposition, but I don't think it's the right way to put it. But there, you see this duality of his future self having all this wisdom and worldly experience, right? And we call bowing to life. There's a couple of metaphors, some of them more strong and explicit than others, right? Sometimes you just have sometimes you deal with life, and sometimes life deals with you. Right, that's the more I'm not censored, but that's the more natural version. That's the clean version, as they would say. Sometimes you deal with life, and sometimes life deals with you. Right, eventually, time wears out all edges. What are some of the other metaphors? What was it? Everything bows down to life or whatever. Right, you're grounded down by society, so on and so forth. So it's very interesting. So we see his future self, who's lived this life experience, try and communicate with his past self. And his past self, in the Chinese English translated term, would be considered a scumbag, right? Honestly, we don't really use scumbag as an English term that much, but in Chinese, that the word scumbag is used a lot. You'll see some very Chinese metaphors or idioms and sayings, right? Bear child, 这熊孩子, right? So bear child is a very one to criticize, mischievous or overly active children, right? Particularly troublesome, right? Brats, as we might call it in English. Not delinquents. Delinquents is a different thing entirely. Delinquents is a different category. But just, being an annoyance, right? A gremlin, a demon, right? So those would be the English terms. In Chinese, they use a little bit different. So bear child, right? 熊 meaning bear, and then 孩子 or just children or kids, right? So that's the term I've encountered recently. That just must be the lingua franca or what slang that they're using nowadays. Or maybe that's always been like that. But I've heard some older folks say that as well. So bear child is one, and then scumbag, right? So sorry, I went off a little bit on explaining there. So his previous self is very basic youth, right? Playing video games as we all do. You watch any influencer or streamer, they've played video games in their childhood, not really focusing on his studies, kind of skipping school. A lot of these web novels talk a lot about skipping school, and it's more about just regretting not studying. I don't know what the culture is in Asia, but I like It's kind of hard for me to fathom skipping school. I guess it's doable, and that just goes to show my level of privilege. But to be honest, it's pretty difficult to skip school because it's like government mandated and whatnot. Like, maybe not do your schoolwork. That's one thing. But skipping school, that's another thing entirely. Especially at high school, it's like, man, those are the most important years of your life. So they say. There's always important years of your life, but that's like the one where you're just crammed full of knowledge and information. College is definitely a different experience. But yeah, so his high school experience was very poor, right? We're talking like 80s, 90s, and then 2010s, which is weird because it's like, you have all these internet cafes and gaming and just skipping school. And so he's talking to his 17-year-old self, right? And all these texts, right? So at the beginning, we just talk about how he's trying to get his past self to trust him, right? And so he's dying and he's poor and he said, I regret doing all those things. And he tells his past self a lot of things. But the most important thing that sticks with his past self is don't smoke, because they get lung cancer after they're smoking, right? He hears the story of how he has no wife. He has no house, right? He's poor, right? His younger self is like, oh, are we rich in the future? Are we successful, right? And he's like, no, you become a poor, washed out loser in life, right? Your parents are dead. You have no family. You have no wife. You have no house. You're a poor ghost, as they would say in Chinese, Chinese English, Chinglish, as they would say. I really got to start using the word Chinglish more often. You're just a poor ghost. That has no worldly possessions, right? You're poor. And this scares his past self. Now, his past self is still this unruly child. Oh, still maybe just archaic English or more formal English. Sorry, because most people don't use the word unruly. But you're still this just immature child, even though he's 17. He's still just a very immature teenager, right? Out of all the things he takes away two things from this. One, he needs to find a girlfriend. He needs to be more shameless because he knows if he doesn't take advantage of the opportunities that he will, never find love, right? Because he knows he's going to be poor in the future. And the second thing is, out of all the things he's able to prevent, he stops smoking. So all of a sudden, this sudden text image that he sends to the past changes his future, right? Because they talk to the future. And this is not a one-time thing. And we'll go into some of the tags. There's a reason why I didn't reveal the tags, because the tags are a spoiler in and of themselves. So we'll slowly go over the tags, because this is really a novel where you have to discover for yourself. I think a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening because this is maybe not exactly the genre they might expect. And this is going to be so fun to talk about. This is why this is such a unique web novel. So you see this past self and his future self interacting. And all of a sudden, the future has changed, right? Now you think, oh, his future self has disappeared. No. This past, this fu this previous loser, right, that went through those 13 years of failure, right, or 20 years of failure. So he's 33. Oh, 37, right, finds himself in a completely different scenario, but with all his memories from his previous time intact, right, which we might call timeline or parallel world. What would be the right term for it? I'm going to say his previous timeline. Yeah, we're going to say previous timeline because parallel world is going to get a little complicated. His previous timeline. He has all of his memories of his previous timeline intact, right? But he finds himself in this weird situation, right? He finds himself in a bed he does not recognize with a woman he does not know. And then all of a sudden, he starts to immerse himself in all these memories, right? His newfound memories that he's received in this new space that he's traversed, or this new timeline he finds himself in. All of a sudden, he hears a knock on the door, and a man comes in. He's in a bed he does not recognize with a woman he does not know, and a man is knocking on the door. That man comes in and sees him, and he is upset, right? Because if you haven't gotten the context of it already, he is sleeping with another man's wife is basically what's happening. And so there's a little bit of a scuffle, right? And he escapes, but he leaves his communication device, which is basically his cell phone because he's sending text, in his house. So they go in this little bit, so I'm going to shorten the summary. He basically just goes back, right? And his younger self is basically challenging him, saying, I don't believe you. How do we know you're from the future, right? And so all of these things, start to change, right? The future changes once more, Right. But there's some interesting things that the author adds slowly but surely. He starts to add all these very interesting elements, right? There's this element of there's only certain times that they can communicate. Usually they can communicate through video call, but most of the time they're communicating through text, right? So at the beginning, none of them know the rules, right? His future self's like, oh, his future self is like, I want to change my future for the better. And his past self also wants to change his future for the better. But obviously, his past self is an immature teenager. So he wants to take the easy way out in life. And so some very interesting scenarios play out with this, right? Like the first thing they do is they conspire to cheat on the college entrance examination, the gall call, right? Sorry, I'm going to use the Chinese pronunciation because the English pronunciation is a little bit too unnatural for me. Gao Cao? Yeah, no, it's too unnatural for me. I know that'd probably be better for like English listeners, but good grief, man, I don't think I could take it. So the gall call. I still have a very English accent, but you know, at least it's a little bit better. So they conspire to cheat on the college entrance examination, and he finds the future changes once again. And guess what he sees in front of him? But a bunch of silver bars. In front of him. He's wearing prison clothes and he finds himself in prison, right? It's so interesting because like the his future self is traversing through all these timelines, right? Upon the changes that his past self makes. So at the beginning, their interests are aligned, right? They are all seeking something, right? And it's so interesting to see the comment section, and I'll talk about that in a little bit because there's just so many interesting things going on. His future self is experiencing all these timelines. His future self has only experienced one timeline that he actually physically went through, which was the initial timeline, right? The original world, the original timeline, where they become poor and his parents pass away. Now they have this third timeline, right, where he's no longer, you know, sleeping with another woman, because, you know, his immature teenager hormone-filled self does all these stupid things. But he finds himself in prison, and the reason why is because he goes on to college, he cheats on the college examination. He doesn't really improve too much, but you know, he becomes a civil official, right? He becomes a politician, basically, as they would say in English. But you know, in Chinese, they would say something along the lines of civil official, because you know, in ancient times, they would be called civil officials, you know, emperor and his courtiers. English, I think it's emperor and courtiers, but then the English translation would be civil official. We call them politicians in the modern day. So he becomes a politician and he becomes a corrupt politician. And okay, this is where the bullet tags are great. So you know, like how we have the comment section, right? On most of the Chinese web novels, there is no comment section. Comment section is actually relegated to more of a chat group. So you would think of that something along the lines of Discord, but it's on WeChat. So this is before Discord even existed, right? So you know, like how Discord has Discord servers. I only recently got into Discord over the pandemic. WeChat has, you know, WeChat chat groups, and so it's kind of like Telegram or whatever. But instead of having a comment section, they have bullet tags. So on certain lines, right? So you can like instead of having to just wait until the end of the chapter and read it, you can read what people thought at that specific sentence. And this is a very interesting innovation that I don't think will ever make it into English web novels because. Or English web fictions, because English web fictions are stuffy and the websites, while interesting, are a little bit old, right? We still read the comment sections at the bottom as we do with, you know, the YouTube comment section or the Twitch comment section. Twitch is actually a little bit more on point with the bullet tags, where it's like, you know, it's instantaneous, it's at the moment, right? But YouTube, you go to the bottom and everyone says their piece rather than saying it at specific moments, right? That's just the difference between chat interaction, right, with Twitch and then YouTube comments, which is, you know, more at the more of after, right? So bullet tags is more of like leveling that gap or that distance between, you know, reading alone and then having a community and then, you know, an interactive community or just seeing what people thought at the specific moment. So they're talking about, oh, you know, it's like everyone thinks they don't want to be a corrupt official, but like, you know, sometimes the temptations I think most politicians don't set out to be corrupt, but they eventually become corrupt because that's just the environment, and it's just hard to be a clean person, right? Give me a sec. I need to take a break. I'm gonna take a break to drink some water. So that's one timeline. He has an ex-wife, and then he does all this corrupt stuff, and that's one timeline. But you know, his past self is still panicking, right? Because he's received no messages from his future self, and they've already determined that his past self and his future self can communicate. So out of spite, his past self, like they talk about some scenes, and his past self basically just promises to do certain demonstrably terrible things, right? Because you know, like when he because he feels secure and he has someone to rely on, you know, he takes a very predictable trajectory in life, right? But because he doesn't receive any response, he decides to do take some irrational actions, which is basically gambling with the future. But that's what the past is. That's what being young is, gambling with your own future. And so the future changes once again from going being in a prison, right? He has all the memories of being in a prison, to finding himself again in bed with a woman he does not recognize. And he's being bullied. And it's very interesting because it talks about, oh, he meets up with his wife, right? And it's so unique because his previous self, his past self, is in love with a certain girl. Right, but his future self, you know, has never had a wife before, right? Has never really had those experiences, right? He has those memories, but he doesn't have those experiences. He has to readjust to this new life, to this new life, this new timeline. And for those of you who don't recognize what direction this is going, right? Most people would think this type of web novel is an urban life web novel, right? You know, you tell one story of going through, you know, the journeys of being of living life in an urban setting, right? With, you know, some fantasy or supernatural elements, maybe a golden finger. If you haven't picked up on it yet, this is an urban life disguise. This is an infinite flow disguised as an urban life novel. Now, for people who aren't familiar with the tag, what is urban life? What is infinite flow? Infinite flow is basically, instead of having like one story, right? Infinite flow is actually more applicably used toward fan fictions, right? Where it's like you traverse through different worlds. You're never stuck in one plot or one story or one anime. You're constantly going through different movies, different franchises. You would see something, what there was one, let me search it up. Terminator novel updates. There's this specific, yeah, the Ultimate Evolution, right? Where you're traversing through. Okay, I love to refer to the Ultimate Evolution because this is one of the first infinite flow web novels I've ever read, and I didn't even know what an infinite flow was at the time. I thought it was just a very unique web novel. I thought it was a fan fiction. No, it's an infinite flow, which means you go through different worlds, you go through different movie franchises. Very interesting. It was on webnovel.com because obviously you got to start somewhere. I started with Wuxia World and other places way before Wuxia World. But you know that's one of the paths, right, to all Super Gene and whatnot. But yeah, so it's an infinite flow novel where you go through different worlds. But instead of being infinite worlds, you're going through infinite timelines. So I love to compare this with the likes of Steins Gate, right? You know, you have the D Phone and the D Waves and the different timelines, right? The Reading Steiner, right? Compared to some of the other ones like Erased, right? What is it? Boku no Inaimachi. And again, right, the manga. Not, I don't think that ever got animated, but it's a very interesting web novel. Now, most of these do-over or rebirth web novel. Okay, in English they're called do-over, but they have been called rebirth. That's the more literal English translation. Chuanyue, right? Traverse. So there's a lot of terms for going to another world, right? In Japanese, it's called isekai. I don't even think that's the correct pronunciation, but that's the English pronunciation, right? Traversal, transmigration. Sorry, I call it transmigration. I'm pretty sure it's called pronounced transmigration, right? So transmigration, where you just go to another world, isekai, basically. And so in English, we would call it do-over. But more often than not, you'll obviously see a lot more people translate it as rebirth, because they're almost like being reborn. It's still do-over, but you know, rebirth has just taken a bigger hold. At least that's the term I'm familiar with. So as I said, my community of machine translation is pretty much a community of one, which is basically myself. And so I know there's a lot of machine translators and, you know, web novel readers out there, but my interaction with the community has been sparse, if not very deep. So my community is, while it's bigger than myself, I basically am considering myself to be like a lone island. But yeah, so the term is called rebirth. Chuanyue. Chuanyue can mean a lot of things. Traversing, you know, like traversing the heavens or whatnot. So going to another world. But do-over is huidao, right? Returning to, right? So there's a lot of returning to 1979. Rebirth. Rebirth is like this flowing years, those homecoming years. That's a good one. A good one at the beginning. Still a lot of nationalism tags. We'll talk about some of the other tags. But you'd think this would be an urban life. No, this infinite flow. I spent a lot of time discussing all these terms. So back to the story, right? So he went to prison and he finds himself with a wife. Now, this type of wife is what we'd call a tiger wife. It's very strong financially. Very controlling, very aggressive, right? So this is just, Asian culture stuff going on, right? Very demanding, would be the more familiar English term, right? Just a very demanding wife, kind of after his money, but there's still some love involved, right? Because, relationships mature over time, they deepen, right? Someone once described love as a scale, but I don't want to get too much into like the concept of love, not today at least. That's more reserved for romance web novels. Which I thought this was. I thought this was going to be an urban life entertainment romance web novels. No, this took a completely different turn. I almost want to categorize as science fiction, but I know that's not the right tag, as much as I want to, right? This gave me We Live in Nanjing vibes, so much so that I like this is one I'd compare to We Live in Nanjing. We Live in Nanjing works in a similar way. We Live in Nanjing is a different time travel method. Sorry, I think back to the minute physics where, each of the timelines are moving through that referential frame at the same exact speed, right? They're coupled together, what we might call in the quantum field, quantum entanglement, quantum physics, right? Where you have two frames of reference moving at the same time throughout the timeline or throughout that specific timeline. Anyway, let's not get into too much into the details of it. Let's go back to the story. So he finds himself in a bed with a woman he doesn't recognize again, and he's trying to remember all these memories. But his past self is still worried, right? He still wants to know. He still has a lot of uncertainties. He wants to know a lot of certain things. They're both encountering difficult. This is the most interesting and unique urban life. Okay, first off, urban life and infinite flow on this magnitude has never been done before because this concept has never been explored before. I think it's very difficult to write. You have to have a rich imagination to rewrite the same story over and over again with different characters, with different endings, and different timelines. This is some really detailed, plotted out like characters and character interactions, right? Because you're obviously dealing with the same events and characters, but in different ways. This is almost like a what if web novel or a choose your own adventure book that's showing my age there. But yes, those things existed. And yeah, this is basically like your choose your own adventure, where like you already know the outcome and you're trying to pick the best outcome possible. But like with most things, the more you try to, improve the future, you always have to take risks, right? One time he ended up in jail, another time he ended up, with a good scenario, right? And he's dissatisfied with this demanding wife, right? And so he wants to live a better future. But his past self is still enamored with this thing of this fling, or what is it, this hookup that eventually became a girlfriend, right? He was kind of taking this casually because he wanted to just, because he's a teenager, he's very immature and he doesn't really know what romance or love is. So he kind of just goes after it brazenly, because he know what the future holds for him, right? He knows his future is already predetermined. So as long as he continues, his past self is so unique. I gotta tell you, because there's so many angles to approach. His past self is unburdened with his future consequences, right? But there is a future self of him that has to deal with the consequences that his past self is doing. But at the same time, his future self is also fighting for control because he is fighting for his future, right? So you have two different people in two different mindsets and time. A future self who has his previous has the original life experience of the first timeline, the original timeline, and his past self who wants to just take the short way out. He's very immature, but you'll slowly see some very, very interesting character development. I'm not going to spoil the later chapters, but I will give some warnings because I do, want to leave some room for people to read and explore, and it's still being written. Right? But such a unique premise. So they go through all these adventures, right, of this demanding wife. And they cheated the college entrance examination. He sent him the text messages. So he texted him all the college entrance examination answers. And they go through a lot of trouble because the invigilators, right? Invigilators are the people who are constantly watching over. Sorry. So another Chinese culture point. So in the past, there would always be people who would watch over the examinations, right? So in the West, it's more just graders, right? You take the test and you send it to a central authority who would just grade all the tests. In ancient China, they have that, right? They have a central grading system, but they also have people who watch over the test takers to make sure they're not cheating. Now, there's not too many anti-cheat systems. Basically, just pen and paper, pencil and paper, as most people would say. But in China, they took it seriously to the point they would have like actively have officials watching over the test to make sure no one cheated, and they would check for, cheating methods, right? In the West, they basically just disqualify the whole group or that specific person. And it's just a very casual thing. You know, there's a lot of integrity. Some people cheat, you know, but like, I think they take the instances of cheating so much more seriously in Asia because those tests can determine your future, right? Whereas, you know, it's much more casual, I would say, you know, in the Western world compared to, you know, like just Eastern culture, right? You go to South Korea, you go to Japan, you go to China, like a single test can determine your fate or the college you go to and, you know, your life trajectory. So they take it very seriously, and anti-cheating is like a serious thing. You know, the other type of things, like, you know, having money for like after school programs and whatnot, that's considered legal, but cheating on a test, like without, you know, personal ability or merit, that's like not allowed. So yeah, so they pass the test and they pass with flying colors, but his future self has to constantly manage his past self because he knows his past self is very unruly, very immature, and prone to making mistakes. He's rash, he's arrogant, right? And he wants to take the shortcut in life. And his future self is, you know, wanting to reap the benefits of his past self because really the person who's putting in all this work is not his future self, but his past self. His future self has already lived one specific lifetime, right? His original timeline. And he's basically just reversing through this world. So his future self is basically this infinite flow traveler at mercy to the whims of his past self. And so his past self has that type of leverage. But his future self also has leverage because he has all these future knowledge and events, right? And so they are in this cooperative relationship. At the beginning, you think this would be great because, you know, they're working toward the same goal. But then you realize their mindsets are so different because the lives they live are so different, right? His future self has basically experienced what his past self has done. But he has no effort or skin in the game, so to speak, except for the future outcome or the future result. And so there's a little bit of the conflict of interest we will see get expanded upon in terms of romance, in terms of work relationship. Now, I'm going to spoil certain elements, right? He will notice that the girlfriends that he takes for granted slowly start to disappear. So I only talk about his first wife, right? His first wife, this really arrogant and demanding wife, yeah, he doesn't like her, right? At the beginning, he doesn't like her. But as he goes through these multiple infinite flow cycles, he starts to realize he misses that feeling of home. He misses that feeling of certainty. And so he's loyal to his first wife. But then he gets a new wife that he doesn't recognize. And the stories that he gets, the shenanigans he gets up to with all his lovers, right, that then become his wives in these various timelines are very unique, right? Because he is not a very moral person. I've never said this was a very moral character. Yeah, honestly, he'd be very immoral, very chaotic, evil almost, or chaotic neutral, I guess would be the right term for it. He's definitely not a very a chivalrous person, but like, you know, he's always discontented, right? He's always his future self, which is kind of ironic, is always dwelling on these past timelines. So it is this timeline where he resolves to stay by his wife. He resolves to do his best in this timeline. I don't want to say parallel universe because it'd be kind of too cruel to for well, it'd be too cruel to like, you know, thing, and it doesn't make any sense, right? You know, he's basically just changing the future. And yeah, it's kind of weird. You think it'd be parallel world future timelines or something like that. And anyway, let's not go into the too meta of that. We'll do some meta analysis later. But yeah, so his past self is constantly changing because his past self always wants more knowledge, right? His future self has all this knowledge. He also has all this knowledge about what happens to him, what paths that he should avoid, right? Like, and the enemies that he makes along the way. Because, you know, what's the saying, right? You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. You know, you aren't going to get anywhere without stepping on someone's people's toes. There are people's paths that he crosses, right? There are certain characters that he interferes within each of these timelines and memories, right? And these are all things that his past self will experience, right? Certain comrades, certain friendships, right? Certain enemies and certain people that he needs to avoid or make. And so they're slowly changing the timeline. Each situation is unique. Each timeline is just so interesting how they deal with it, the scenarios that the authors comes up with, right? So we're in this transitional stage where his future self is starting to realize that sometimes he doesn't want major changes. He just wants some minor life improvements. He wants some minor stability. And his future self keeps getting entangled in all these memories. He's stuck with all these lives that he has lived, all these timelines that he's experienced. And almost always, he always wants to go back to his past timeline because for him, he's living in the future. It's so weird to say, right? Because he's living in the future, but he is, right? Right? The future is constantly changing, but he has to live through all these futures, right? Which is kind of ironic, right? So the person who's really carefree is his past self, right? His past self gets to determine the future that he wants to live, right? The past self is really deciding, but his future self is still alive as well. He still needs to send that information. He still has a lot of information that would be useful to his past self to achieve his past self's goals, right? So they finally come through various experimentations and various methods and various scenarios, right? To slowly hash that relationship out. Right. And it's so interesting to see these two relationships develop also in the course of all these urban life romance relationships, these very basic urban life tropes in writing. Now, you know, it kind of does that One Punch Man where, like, you know, it goes through the life scenarios and then once in a while, like, they communicate with each other. And that's just always the most intriguing part, whether it's a VR MMO, or do over web novel where you know these certain events are happening, right? With Reverend Insanity, we know certain events are coming, right? Future apocalypse web novels, right? The Human Emperor, we know a big scenario is happening. And they're always preparing, right? But this is one where, like, they communicate after each of these lifetimes. And it's not super intrusive, but, you know, sometimes you're interested in that very story or timeline. And sometimes you just want to skip to past this timeline because this timeline is not enjoyable. What is there to talk about? So his past self only cares about the first girlfriend that he makes. He's really, really in love with this girl, his first girlfriend. And his future self doesn't like that girl. He's lived through all these experiences where they've broken up. He's had meaningful relationships, right? And so he wants to go back to these relationships, and he cannot let it go. Because of course he can't. He's lived through all these timelines, all these futures, right? His past self is only, he hasn't even lived through that future yet. He is basically fast forwarding to the end. He's seeing the result and picking, and so they have to cooperate, as I said before. And he's constantly changing the future because he sends lottery numbers. He's changing his life, improving his life, right? Some small things, right? Like sometimes it doesn't change the timeline too much. Sometimes it's as much as changing his fortune or improving the health of a family member, right? Like, you know, his grandparents died and doing his filial piety, he wants to make sure they're treated, right? In certain scenarios, they live, certain scenarios, they die, right? And then throughout all this, his past self is slowly developing his character. He slowly changes to wanting to learn, wanting to improve his future, because he knows what the future holds for him. He doesn't want to be poor. He doesn't want to not be in love. He wants to, you know, live a good life. Well, he wants to live the good life, not a good life, right? So he wants to become rich. He wants to have material things, as, you know, most of us do. And so his past self, like, wants to work hard, right? And then he slowly gets this taste for, you know, the taste for business, the taste for saving lives. And we'll talk about that in a little. I don't think I'll mention that because I want to leave that up for you. I don't want to, like, just, you know, I can spoil everything, but I feel like that's, I think it's best if people decide to read it on their own, or maybe someone picks it up to translate it. But yeah, so, like, you know, they save people, they develop technology, so your very urban life route. And so, you know, various warnings here. I think around chapter 200, we're starting to get to areas of nationalism, and then we're starting to get to, like, sci-fi-ism, where it's because this is set 20 years in the future. So various events that most people would be familiar with, like Huawei and whatnot, those things appear. Certain sci-fi events like the Transformers scenario and other stuff as well start to happen, and that's where we get elements of nationalism. So if you really want that urban life experience, first 200 chapters, this is almost like you choose your own adventure, where we take that omniscient reader's viewpoint standpoint where you get to pick the ending. Where you decide to stop is just a valid ending as any other ending, right? Yeah, the story continues, but you may not like where the story goes. So sometimes it's just pick a place to stop, and that's a good ending. Because if you continue to read, you may find yourself dissatisfied. Although you won't read the true ending, or the original ending as the author intended it, you get to pick the ending that you like. And that is a valid ending in and of itself, because there's the ending that the author writes, and there's the ending that the reader decides to choose, or where a reader stops reading. Right. And I think I talked a little, I tried to go a little bit into that, more into that with the omniscient reader and the neutral protagonist. But I don't think I ever went into omniscient reader's viewpoint. I've seen that for Webtoon. Anyway, maybe I'll do another Webtoon just to hash everything out and just firmly set my foot down. And maybe it's time to start talking about Solo Leveling. But this will come out in a couple weeks or maybe months. Oh, so yeah. Interesting scenarios. He's always stuck and entangled with these past selves. And so his past self is constantly trying to make certain relationships work, right? Because he is, going through these joys of youth. And his future self has already gone through his youth once. His future self cannot go through the youth. He's just inheriting all these memories. And they're dealing with all these scenarios, right? Certain scenarios that some changes that he thinks are going to be small completely changes his life trajectory, right? But he's also slowly changing the life trajectory of the people around him, right? He's changing the world, right? Because every time he changes the future, he's not only changing his own future, but the futures of those around him, his family members, the friends, the people he cares about, right? And slowly he starts to, maybe each timeline isn't the same, but he slowly starts to create a network of people he cares about, people that care about him, right? Close friends and relationships, people that he can trust, right? And there's so many interesting character developments, so many different twists and turns, right? The character development of his past self and his future self. Let me talk about some of the commentary that the comment sections have pointed out, right? Some people were worried, oh, his future self is so dominating on his previous self, right? His future self is basically determining what his past self should be doing. It's almost like a parent telling their child what they should do. Right, but this is more his future self telling his past self what he should do, and his past self not liking, wanting to do what his future self wants. His past self wants to do, wants is living in his moment, his present, and his future self wants to live in one timeline. He wants to get a better result, but he doesn't want to change things too much, right? And I said, there's this conflict. And so it's just so unique. That's just such an interesting premise. I've never seen anyone do anything of this sort before, especially with time travel either. And so yeah, it's definitely interesting. Sorry, well, I was trying to think of a couple things. It reminded me of Ender's Game, Ender's Shadow, which has been, I'm not gonna go too much into it. What was the other thing I want to talk about? Oh yeah, so his future self, you'll slowly start to notice his future self becomes more and more lazy because he's just reaping the results of what his past self has done, right? Because he's already lived his past life. He's already lived that timeline. He's not going to get any younger, but he can change what the future holds, right? And slowly the future's changing to something he doesn't even recognize. And his past self is constantly wanting more knowledge. And they're encountering all these different scenarios of how to deal with this knowledge, trying to improve certain things. And this is where we get that nationalism aspect. And that's where I kind of lose the realism, where I kind of lose the plot. And that's why I read up to the update, but I think I'm going to stop here because I just don't like where the story is developing. But there's a lot of very interesting conclusions and timelines to be read in the first 200 chapters, and I think a lot of people would enjoy. Now, let's talk about this future self past self dichotomy. I've seen this used in one other novel, and I've read a lot of books, like physical books, physical literature, children's web novels, stuff like The Mysterious Benedict Society, Nerds by Michael Buckley, Mike Young, Geeks, Girls, and Superhero Identities, stuff from The Wanderers, Brandon Mole, Fablehaven. But the two series that I read recently that stood out, YA web novels along the likes of Artemis Fowl, and Amulet, the graphic novels, is Spell or High Water. So that Wizards web novel. Sorry, I use web novels. That Wizards book, that was a more recent book. I think it was written in 2016, back in the days when Armada, which was the other book that Ernest Cline read. People might know Ernest Cline for writing Ready Player One. I think more people watched the movie, but I read that as a book before it became a movie. So yeah, bragging rights there. And then Spell or High Water was one of the Wizards novel I came over with. One particular book, I think it was book number three, that went over a very interesting concept. Explore this idea, but never that in depth. And it went through all this stuff of being a wizard and programming and whatnot. There's another one of So You Want to Be a Wizard, but that was a much older series. Female protagonists. I always love female protagonists because they're so rare, right? A Wrinkle in Time, So You Want to Be a Wizard. I don't know. There are certain feelings I want to talk about, but I don't feel comfortable sharing because it's a little bit selfish and it portrays me in a bad light. And it's just embarrassing to talk about because, yeah, I don't want to go into those specific terms because I know I'll be labeled as such and I don't want to go there. But yeah, this is such a unique web novel. I think I talked about We Live in Nanjing, but it takes a very interesting approach, but a very different mechanism of time travel. Maybe Looper would be a similar scenario in terms of movies. Sorry, I'm trying to think of like the Inception and Looper. But yeah. What was the title again? So let's go over the title. So Ultimate Evolution, that was Infinite Flow. Sorry. But yeah, so tags, at the very end, infinite flow, urban life, harem. No, definitely not harem. It wouldn't be considered harem. Still single heroine, I think would be the right term for it. But all those past relationships do complicate things. A little bit of nationalism after chapter 200, so depending on if you want to continue going there or not. Definitely takes a different turn. It takes a tech flow, technology flow, which means, it goes a very tech route. And so there's not a lot of that economic scenarios that like pure urban life. Definitely more romance sided, right? There are some scenarios, but there's not so much. I don't think the author's too specialized in a lot of the urban life routes of, what are the tags? The workplace scenarios or business, right? Business scenarios. But it goes through some very interesting stories. And, for those of you who are looking for something unique in the urban life genre, I guess more for machine translated readers, hopefully it does get picked up. It's called Before the College Entrance Examination, 20 Years Later, Sent a Text Message, right? 高考前20年后的我发来短信。And then the author is Muzixin, so a wood like heart. And yeah, that's about it for I Couldn't Be Egypt, so I didn't make a podcast instead. Episode like 53 or something of season one, because this is a Chinese web novel, and I wanted to categorize it as such. Very fun read, very short. I think I finished it in a day, maybe like 4 hours, 5 hours max. But yeah, definitely readable in a weekend for a binge reader like me. I think I'm classified as a skimmer than an actual reader. But a story is a story. And we'll stop here.